A Sturgeon County man nabbed in what police have called the biggest fentanyl bust in Canadian history appeared in court again last week to re-enter a guilty plea to possession of carfentanil for the purpose of trafficking. Landon Wisby, who originally pleaded guilty to the charge of possession of carfentanil with the purpose of trafficking in November 2021, was one of four men charged in a drug bust involving a home in Sturgeon County in 2017. Edmonton Police Service shut down a drug trafficking ring in 2017, which included a home located at 26023 Township Road 544 in Sturgeon County, according to news releases from the Edmonton Police Service, EPS, at the time. EPS seized $4.3 million in drugs at the time of the bust. The owner of the home, Fat Vong, is not facing any charges. Wisby, who was 33 at the time, was charged with production of a controlled substance, six counts of possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, and one count of possession of the proceeds of crime. He appeared at the Court of Queen's Bench in Edmonton last week to plead guilty to possession of carfentanil with the purpose of trafficking. Wisby had to re-enter his guilty plea in front of a new judge, as the previous judge on the case had retired. The home in Sturgeon County was one of five homes busted in the drug ring, according to EPS, who also confirmed the home was a suspected drug lab being used to produce fentanyl pills. The other four homes are located in Edmonton. EPS Staff Sergeant Karen Ackerman displayed some of the drugs and money seized at a press conference in July 2017, saying it is likely the drugs were planned to be distributed around Edmonton. The police seized 130,000 fentanyl pills worth around $3.9 million from the homes, along with $1 million in cash, which EPS has said is the largest cash bust in its history. Police also seized four large yellow portable cement mixers, which would be used to mix large quantities of drugs along with two pill presses, and a 2001 Ford F-150 with a hidden compartment. Together the pill presses would have produced around 10,000 pills an hour, according to police. Another 2.4 kilograms of cocaine worth around $129,000 was also seized, along with 1.8 kilograms of methamphetamine worth around $52,000. Police also found 834 1-gram packets of the cannabis extract known as shatter, worth $58,000, 4 ounces of carfentanil worth $14,000, 658 grams of powders laced with fentanyl worth $115,000, and 100 kilograms of buffing agents used to make pills. In 2017, Const. Jason Wells of the RCMP said that fentanyl was not produced on site at the Sturgeon County home, but it was mixed with other substances, such as caffeine and sugars, and was then pressed into pills. The county home is currently fenced off. Wayne Bao Tran, who was charged in the same incident, pleaded guilty to possession for the purpose of trafficking on February 4, 2019, and was sentenced to 4 months behind bars. Tin Din pleaded guilty to possession for the purpose of trafficking on October 10, 2019, and was sentenced to 33 months in prison. Dennis Trin, who is the fourth person charged in the crime, will appear along with Wisby on April 1 at the Court of Queen's Bench in Edmonton to set a sentencing date for the guilty pleas.